the left made it about race, telling Americans that the bill specifically targeted the black community. President Biden went so far as to call the bill Jim Crow on steroids. Well, little baseball pun intended there. He was big in that anti-steroids thing. I remember that. So what did Major League Baseball do? All too predictably, Commissioner Rob Manfred caved to Democratic pressure, punishing residents of Georgia and the small businesses that depend on the Braves ballpark by moving the game to Denver, Colorado. Democrats widely applauded MLB's move, with former President Barack Obama congratulating the league on Twitter for taking a stand on behalf of voting rights for all citizens. It's what makes Atlanta's World Series berth so hilarious. Now, we would prefer that politics and sports remain separate. Man, wouldn't you love that? Wouldn't you love it if somebody just like won a game and said, I'm really happy we won this sports game. And that was it. Maybe thank God, move on. Allowing sports to remain as one of the last places of refuge when we're looking to get away from it all. But the left doesn't allow that anymore. So we're going to point out the hilarity of it all. No one thought the 88-win Braves were World Series bound at the beginning of the MLB playoffs. The 107-win San Francisco Giants and the 106-win LA Dodgers were standing in their way, favored to represent the National League in the Fall Classic. I can only imagine the horror of the face on the face of Democrats as Atlanta's shortstop Dansby Swanson threw to first base for the final out of Game 6, sending the Braves dugout streaming to celebrate on the pitcher's mound. Major League Baseball and the left punished the city of Atlanta by taking away the Summer Classic. Now Atlanta will be hosting at least two and potentially three World Series games at Truist Park. The games in Atlanta will be a massive boon for the local economy as people from all over the country will descend on Truist Park to watch baseball at its best. KPRC Houston reported that the city made around $30 million from the Astros World Series game in 2017. It should be a nice opportunity. It should be a nice opportunity for a small business in Atlanta to at least chip into the estimated $100 million loss suffered by the moving of the All-Star game. If you do the math there, you can pretty much make it back if you do it right. The All-Star game was moved as a form of punishment so that moving forward, other states would think twice about making laws the left opposes. And now every eye in baseball will be trained on the very state the left sought to punish. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp found the humor, taking a jab at Stacey Abrams following the Braves' victory. He said, while Stacey Abrams and the MLB stole the All-Star game from hardworking Georgians, the Braves earned their trip to the World Series this season and are bringing it home to Georgia. Chop on and go Braves. In a twist that makes the situation keel over with laughter funny, a team from the state of Texas will be representing the American League, the Houston Astros, just 2 years removed from the biggest cheating scandal since the Chicago Black Sox, will host the first, I forgot they were called the Black Sox, my goodness. Wow, that was weird. Will host the first two games of the World Series in a state that is currently committing the ultimate sin to the left, saving babies. Life has a funny way of coming back around. The left injected themselves where they didn't belong, in sports, by putting pressure on companies to punish the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia because they didn't like a bill put forth by a Republican governor. And now, 6 months later, all eyes will be on the states of Texas and Georgia as Major League Baseball crowns our 2021 World Series champion. If you listen closely, you can hear the left screaming in anguish. Again, we need to find something, my trusty producer, something like an anti-gulag, because that is just absolutely remarkable. In any case, good news. You know, has there ever been anything? I'm 33 years old. I think our fearless leader is like 37 or 38. I think Mike Church is only a couple years older than me. Any of my listeners that are listening, that was redundant. My listeners that are listening, well, if you're a listener, you're de facto listening. Anyway, anyone listening, it's like when you say, my plane flight. I took a plane flight. Oh, really? It wasn't a car flight? You idiot. Any of my listeners, think about all your years of wisdom and history that you have under your belt. By the way, with the holiday season coming up, I recommend fasting during Advent. Pick up I'm not saying this just to be one of those like vegan CrossFitter douchebags that tells you to do everything I'm doing. Particularly as I edge towards the 12 days of Christmas, wherein my wife, I should probably call it the 12 pounds of Christmas, and she cooks me the most amazing food ever, and it's unbelievable. I can't wait for it. Those 30 days before then make that possible. Speaking of belts. Well, anyway, if you've got more years under your belt than I do, can you think of a time that was as unnerving as this one? I don't mean more dangerous. I don't mean worse. I mean, heck, if you lived through a war or something, maybe you lived through Nam, I'm sure that there was a lot of stress. What I mean is the combination of the media. I mean, social media is a game changer. Can you imagine if we had Facebook during Vietnam? Heaven help us. Imagine if we had, we didn't really even have social media to this degree during the first swine flu, or the 2009 swine flu. We had Facebook, there was Twitter, but it was nothing like what we have now. We didn't really have widespread smartphone access to the same degree. That's the kicker. It's almost as much the smartphones as it is the actual apps or the actual networks. I think the iPhone 2 would come out at that point, maybe the iPhone 3G or something. Anyway, I think the iPhone 4 came out, when was it, 2011? Anyway, you know, with this whole thing, it has been the strangest, most unnerving, I think, I'm going to use the term anxiety, and not in the annoying leftist way where everyone says, oh, and everyone, I don't mean this to be crass, but like, so many parents that you talk to at the park, oh, so-and-so, you know, she just has really bad anxiety when she's around other people. It's like, no, that's called being socially awkward, sweetheart. It's because your kid sat in front of a computer for the last 19 months and you put a mask on her face. She doesn't have anxiety. She doesn't know how to talk to a human being. Anyway. But I'm going to use that term anxiety truthfully. I mean, you know, there are legitimate panic attacks. There are legitimate, you know, anxiety attacks, whatever the type. Like, these things happen. I mean, you know, your heart can beat to a certain degree where you want to pass out because you're so nervous because you got to go run into a battlefield or something. You know, there's legitimate things that can happen that can cause you to freak out. Nothing wrong with that. That happens to everybody. Has there been a time that any of us can remember that has been as anxious-ridden, anxiety-ridden? It's almost like, to use a mask pun here, it's like we haven't really been able to breathe for the last 19 months. And the reason I say that is because has there been a moment where we could just go, has there been a moment where we could really exhale? My wife and I have talked about this where, I mean, this 19 months has probably shaved 19 years off our life. Especially if you fought back. I mean, if you haven't fought back, you're not listening to the Crusade Channel. Maybe you stumbled upon us. Welcome. This is where you learn true things. Stop listening to the media. It's turning your brain into mush. If you listen to the mainstream media, your brain will be as useless as those acid lobotomized monkeys that Fauci sacrificed to the gods of science. If you haven't fought back against this, you're probably still exhausted because you've lived in this perpetual pendulum of back and forth, up and down, trust the science, and that's hard enough on its own. So you're either fighting your nature or you're fighting against the communists. Either way, it's a fight. It's been exhausting. You know, I've read stories and, you know, looked at pictures and things and done research into what it was like for people in the Soviet Union. And you look at the life expectancies and they're very short. And it's not because of access to medical care. In reality, I mean, you can say a lot, everything you want about Cuba. I've been to Cuba 3 times. The healthcare there is actually, sorry if you hear my son screaming there. The healthcare there is actually pretty much on par with your average Western nation that has universal health care for basic stuff, really. If you've got an infection and it's bad, you get antibiotics. If you've got diabetes, you get insulin. I mean, it's pretty much standard. Certain things for quality of life will be less. I mean, you're not going to get as access to an elective knee surgery as quickly. But to be honest, I'm just being fair. It's not a matter of the actual medications available. Everything's generic at this point that's life-saving.